This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praise and salutations be upon our master and teacher Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to our second installment of our Dhul-Hijjah series, Dhul-Hijjah diaries. Yesterday we spoke about, you know, the importance of this month the virtues of the first 10 and why we need to bring it and do as many acts of worship as we can. And one of the things that we must do is increase in dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about the recitation of the Quran, and yes, that is the greatest dhikr, but also dhikr outside of the recitation of the Quran. For in the teaching of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he says that there are no days greater in the sight of Allah and in which righteous deeds are more beloved to him than these 10 days. So during this time, recite a great deal of La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar and Alhamdulillah. And you can research other narrations related to the virtues of reciting La ilaha illallah and Alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar, just so that you gain even greater motivation to remember, to recite these remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially during these days. Now, no doubt the greatest remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Qur'an, is the recitation of the Qur'an. And we should join between that, the recitation of the Qur'an, and other acts of worship beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as the dhikr. You know, brothers and sisters in Islam, if there's one thing that Allah commands us to, after commanding us towards something, and I mean by this, if there's one act of worship that Allah commands us to do after worship, so it's a command to worship after a command to worship, is dhikr. Is dhikr. And I'll just give you, and this is in the Quran, and I've spoken about this in other episodes or in other series together and during those episodes in those series. But just to highlight one, which is appropriate to Dhul-Hijjah, is a lesson from the ayat of Hajj. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Hujjaj, after worshipping him throughout the day, on the day of Arafah, and then going to Muzdalifah and worshipping Allah in Muzdalifah. Allah says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ. Allah says that when you finish worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the plains of Arafah and on the plains of Muzdalifah, Allah says, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَذِكْرِ آبَائِكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا, in a great way, in a great way, right? Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatly. After we worshipped Allah and we were remembering Allah in Arafah and remembering Allah in Muzdalifah, what does Allah tell us to do? Allah says, remember me some more. Remember me some more. Now yes, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens in the form of, staying upon the do's and staying away from the don'ts. This is a type of remembrance of Allah, because you're always asking yourself, what does Allah want me to do here? Right? Does He want me to do it, or He doesn't want me to do it? What will please Him here? What won't please Him here? Right? So all this is part of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also included in this is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues, keeping our tongues moist. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says that whenever a slave keeps his or her tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels are busy building his or her Jannah. And the moment they stop, the angels take a break. Subhanallah. Why would you want to give the angels a break? They don't need a break. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. Now, one of the lessons that was intended to be shared during these diaries, and we spoke about this yesterday, is which set of days are the better days? Do we, are the last 10 of Ramadan better than the first 10 of Dhul-Hijjah? Or are the first 10 of Dhul-Hijjah better than the last 10 of Ramadan? This is a question that has been asked, it's a question that was asked centuries ago, and the scholars looked into this, because we know how great the last 10 of Ramadan are, and then we also know how great the first 10 of Dhul-Hijjah are. And The scholars discuss this at large, and a middle ground and an explanation that seems to be closest to that which all the evidences point to is that the last 10 nights of Ramadan are better than the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. But the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. Right? So there's a differentiation made between the days and the nights. The last 10 nights of Ramadan are the greatest nights of the entire year, even greater than the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Why? Because they house the greatest night of the year, which is Laylatul Qadr. Right? The night of virtue and decree and power. Right? The night which is better than 1,000 months. And with regards to the first 10 of Dhul-Hijjah, then the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are greater than the last 10 days of Ramadan. Why? Because the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah house the greatest day of the year. And we'll discuss this matter. Insha'Allah, is it the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah or is it the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah? The scholars have a discussion about this point as well. So this is the answer to this question that has been asked centuries ago and till this day continues to be asked. Now, does this mean that we should only apply ourselves during the day and not during the night? And absolutely not, because there's a connection between the day and the night in terms of our excellence, right? If you want to have a great day, you need to have a great night. And just like we said in Ramadan, if you want to have a great night, you have to have a great day, right? If you want to be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to catch Laylatul Qadr at night, you have to apply yourself during the day in terms of the acts of worship that you do and how close you draw yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing applies with regards to the first 10 of Dhul-Hijjah. If you want to have a great day, then ensure you have a great night. Don't live a night in sin. Wake up for the tahajjud prayer. Meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the last third and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you in your efforts during the day. And inshallah, you'll see, you'll be inspired to do things that you didn't think of. Right? Maybe you were thinking of charity, you'll be inspired to do a charity. Maybe you were thinking of doing charity, but you didn't know, you know, where to put your money. You'll be inspired with an avenue, inshallah. And the same applies to all other acts of worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and accept our days. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Until next time, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.